January 19, 2022. Shop. Good morning. The government website that allows you to order 4 free COVID tests had its soft launch yesterday before going fully live today. And while it's no Little Caesars app, apparently it's functioning pretty well, even on mobile. Order your tests here and USPS will begin shipping them out later this month. Matty Merritt, Max Knoplauk, Neil Freeman. Read this to remain a subscriber. Want to keep receiving Morning Brew? Clicking on newsletter links is the only way for us to know you are reading and enjoying Morning Brew. If you don't click by next month, you will stop receiving this newsletter. Click here to let us know that you're still an active subscriber. Thanks. Markets. Nasdaq is down 2.60% at 14,506.90. S&P is down 1.84% at 4,577.11. Dow is down 1.51% at 35,368.47. 10-year is up 8.4 bits per second at 1.876%. Bitcoin is up 0.41% at $42,360.60. Oil is up 0.03% at $86.50. Stock data as of market close, cryptocurrency data as of 6 p.m. ET. Here's what these numbers mean. Markets, the prospect of higher borrowing costs has pummeled tech companies this year, and that didn't change even after the market's day off Monday. The 10-year yield jumped to its highest level in 2 years yesterday, pushing stocks, especially the tech-heavy Nasdaq, lower. Energy. Oil prices jumped to a 7-year high after an attack in the UAE raised concerns about a supply squeeze. Goldman Sachs predicts that Brent crude, the international oil benchmark, will top $100 a barrel this year because the pandemic hasn't hurt demand for fuel as much as expected. Gaming. Microsoft buys a new skin. Like all of us, Microsoft got really into gaming over the pandemic. The tech company announced yesterday that it would acquire video game giant Activision Blizzard for nearly $70 billion. This deal warrants a gasp usually reserved for the first time you see a Six Flags coaster IRL. Activision Blizzard would be the company's largest acquisition by far. In fact, by deal size, it's roughly equivalent to the sum of Microsoft's 5 previous largest acquisitions combined, LinkedIn being the biggest of those, with a $26 billion price tag. An Activision Blizzard takeover would also be the biggest deal in the history of gaming, easily topping Take-Two's purchase of Zynga for $12.7 billion last week. With the help of Activision's impressive portfolio of titles including Call of Duty, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Diablo, and Candy Crush, Microsoft will try to galvanize its monthly subscription business, Xbox Game Pass, as the Netflix for games. But its ambitions are bigger than that. With this deal, the company best known for its office software is lobbing a direct challenge to Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg in the race to build virtual worlds described popularly as the metaverse. And the key that will unlock the metaverse, Microsoft's execs believe, is video games. Microsoft gaming boss Phil Spencer has argued that the quickest route into the metaverse is through infrastructure that game platforms like Minecraft have already created. To build out more of its foundation, Microsoft has spent $10 plus billion since 2014 buying over a dozen game studios before going after the biggest target in Activision. The takeover doesn't come without baggage or hurdles. In July, the state of California sued Activision over allegations of sexual harassment, pay inequality, and all-around frat boy culture. Much criticized CEO Bobby Kotick, who allegedly knew about at least some of the issues, is expected to step down after the deal is finalized. Plus, Microsoft could find itself in a place it has mostly avoided of late, in the antitrust hot seat. Regulators who have scrutinized big tech peers like Alphabet, Meta, Apple, and Amazon could give Microsoft trouble as they look to rein in anti-competitive consolidation in the tech industry. Plus, for a laugh, here's a goofy TikTok about the acquisition, Telecom. phones and planes are fighting again. Piece of advice, download The Last Duel at home, not at the airport. Following a last-minute appeal from U.S. transportation companies, AT&T and Verizon both agreed on Tuesday to temporarily delay their deployment of 5G services near some major airports. The announcement came one day after CEOs from major U.S. airlines Delta, American, Southwest, and United, along with shipping companies like UPS and FedEx, sent a letter to the Biden administration warning that the 5G rollout would cause chaos, affecting both commercial and cargo flights. Emirates Airlines announced Tuesday that it was suspending service to 9 U.S. cities until further notice over the rollout. It's the latest in a dispute between the industries that's gone on longer than the Duncan line at LaGuardia. The airline executives said in their letter that upon further review, proposed measures the two sides agreed to earlier this month were not sufficient to prevent interference between crucial airplane instruments and 5G's C-band frequencies. Friendship over, cell carriers, who spent billions on 5G tech, are not happy about the delay. In a statement, AT&T criticized both the aviation industry for not utilizing the 2 years they've had to plan for 5G, and the FAA for its inability to do what nearly 40 countries have done in safely deploying the technology. MK. COVID. Live look at Omicron in the US. The US Omicron wave began as we were putting up holiday decorations, and it appears to be in retreat as we take the last of them down. New COVID cases have peaked in US regions that were hit hardest by the highly contagious variant, like the Northeast. In New York City, the 7-day average of daily new cases has fallen to less than 20,000 from a high of almost 43,000 earlier this month. Washington, D.C., case numbers are down 20% over the last 14 days. Still, because hospitalizations tend to lag case growth by a few weeks, healthcare facilities are still treating more COVID patients. The average number of COVID hospitalizations has jumped 54% in the last 2 weeks, to 157,000. Is the endgame near? Since Omicron wiped out Delta but appears to be less dangerous, experts have speculated that O's dominance could lead to COVID's endemicity, or what Dr. Fauci described as the virus being present at a level that does not disrupt society. Thanks to vaccines, tests, and new at-home treatments, Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla predicted, we will soon be able to resume a normal life, in an interview with French newspaper Le Figaro. Fauci, speaking at a panel on Monday, sounded a bit less certain, saying he hopes endemicity is coming shortly, but he isn't ruling out the emergence of another variant that can avoid people's immunity. NF. Together with Etera. The CryptoTal package. You're ultra crypto curious, but you need a little guidance on how to begin. Luckily for you, eToro isn't just the perfect starting point, it's also the leading social investing platform you can depend on throughout your crypto journey. Got investing jitters? With eToro, you can replicate the moves of top-performing investors automatically using its nifty copy trading tool. Plus, if you deposit $100, you'll get $10 added to your account. Browse through more than 20 cryptocurrencies and even experiment with a virtual portfolio, aka $100,000 in play money. High-quality, real-time analysis tools like these will be at your fingertips, with no USD deposit fees or holding fees. Yep, it's just perk after perk after perk, which is probably why eToro has over 20 million users worldwide. Learn more about eToro's $10 bonus right here. Grab bag. Key performance indicators. Stat, bankers making bank. Goldman Sachs said it raised its pay 33% last year to a total of $4.4 billion in extra compensation. JP Morgan spent an extra $3.6 billion on comp in 2021 and Citigroup shelled out an additional $2.9 billion. These raises are seriously denting bank profits, but may be necessary to retain talent in this inflationary and great resignation Y environment. Quote, the next 1,000 unicorns won't be search engines or social media companies, they'll be sustainable, scalable innovative startups that help the world decarbonize and make the energy transition affordable for all consumers. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, in his closely read annual letter, argued that the decarbonization of the global economy, and not the metaverse or crypto, will create the greatest investment opportunity of our lifetime. Read, How the Humble Hardware Store Orders Things, Neighborhoods, and Material Worlds. Places Journal. Entertainment. You're a Weirdo, Harry. We'll find out how good Daniel Radcliffe's polka face is when the Harry Potter actor plays Weird Al Yankovic in an upcoming Roku original biopic of the singer/comedian. Yesterday's announcement highlights both Roku's push into original programming and Weird Al's weirdly enduring appeal as an artist. Yankovic, who's known for his song parodies like White and Nerdy, I Love Rocky Road, and Amish Paradise, is the biggest-selling comedy recording artist in history and has scored 5 Grammys. He said he was thrilled that Radcliffe would play him on the screen. I have no doubt whatsoever that this is the role future generations will remember him for, Yankovic predicted. Roku, meanwhile, is trying to expand beyond just serving as a platform for other streaming apps. It launched the Roku channel in 2017 to compete with the Netflixes of the world, and Weird, the Al Yankovic story will be its first original biopic. Final fun fact/trivia, Weird Al is one of only 5 artists with a top 40 hit in each of the 4 decades from the 1980s through the 2010s. Can you name the other 4? Answer at the bottom of the newsletter. NF. What else is brewing? ExxonMobil announced plans to slash its carbon emissions to net zero by 2050. Peloton has hired McKinsey to review its cost structure and possibly cut some jobs, CNBC reports. Athletes going to the Beijing Olympics have been told by cybersecurity firms to use burner phones to avoid getting snooped on. Hong Kong will cull 2,000 hamsters and other small mammals connected to a pet shop. 30 companies are beginning a 4-day workweek pilot in the UK. Bruise bets. Kibble is out, real food is in. Feed your pup food that supports a healthy, happy life, filled with zoomies. The farmer's dog cooks fresh meat and veggies in safe, human-grade kitchens. Try them today and take 50% off your first delivery. Cool campaign, Twitter is putting up billboards of famous people alongside their aspirational tweets. Get hyped. The ultimate morning routine. 1. Wake up and throw on your morning brew hoodie. 2. Pour steaming hot coffee into your brew mug. 3. Cozy up with your morning brew fleece blanket. Volcano links. Learn more about the remarkable volcanic eruption from last weekend with some photos, an explanation of why it was so violent, and how internet disruptions have complicated relief efforts. Looking for business education without the BS? Morning Brew has you covered. MB/A, our virtual 8-week program, is designed to accelerate the careers of top-performing professionals. 87% of alumni thought connections they made in MB/A would accelerate their career, and 84% of alumni believe the knowledge they made in MB/A would accelerate their career. Don't wait, learn more about MB/A and apply here. This is sponsored advertising content. Games. The puzzle section. Word search. Remember when the US Mint made special quarter designs for every state? Relive the glory in today's puzzle. It's a big deal. In light of the Microsoft news, can you name the largest acquisitions, by dollar amount, by the following companies? Amazon. Disney. Meta. Apple. Netflix. Answer. Whole Foods for $13.7 billion. 21st Century Fox for $71.3 billion. WhatsApp for $19 billion. Beats for $3 billion. The Roald Dahl Story Company for more than $700 million. Weird Al Trivia Answer, U2, Kenny G, Madonna, Michael Jackson. A note from E. Toro. Disclaimer, eToro USA LLC, investments are subject to market risk, including the possible loss of principal. Terms and conditions apply.